tell you?
No, but I had heard about it.
We're on.
I guess if someone said.
We're on.
I'll tell you about it.
I don't know.
Good morning, Congressman Potts. We will get started in just one moment.
Need to grab a chair and pull it up.
I could get my place up.
Yeah.
I'll sit there.
No, you sit there. It's gonna go.
Good morning. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The date is March 8th, 2023. The time is 10:01 a.m. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate your time and attention to this meeting. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Thank you very much. Next on the agenda is prayer. I will take care of the prayer today, so if you'll please bow your heads. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day, and thank you for everything that you have given to us and the provisions that you make every single day. Lord, please be with us as we take care of the business of the Osage Nation and help us to make the best decisions possible. Please bless our elders, our military personnel, and most certainly our children. Thank you again, Lord, for this beautiful day. I pray this all in your Son's name. Amen. Next on the agenda, number four, approval of minutes. We do not have minutes available to approve at this meeting, but we will have them at the next meeting. And number five, payables. The payables that we have today were attached to the meeting notice, and they are for the transcriptions associated with the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee hearings. So if you could please take a look at them. That is what we're seeking approval for today. You will note that we have three invoices. This is to DNR Reporting and Video Incorporated. The first one is in the amount of $1,976.70. We have an additional one for $1,166.40. And finally, $1,771.90.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. With the three invoices, those have been reviewed by the budget analyst, and we have enough money.
Yes, Mr. Frazier, that is correct. Correct. Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then I'll make the motions, if I may. I'll make a motion to pay the invoice to DNR Reporting and Video Inc., invoice number 133855, invoice date 2/27/23, in the amount of $1,976.70.
Second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No.
No.
Thank you very much. Committee, I appreciate that. It has been approved.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to approve the invoice to DNR Reporting and Video Inc., invoice number 133850, invoice date February 27, 23, in the amount of $1,166.40.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second to approve invoice 133850 to DNR Reporting. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No.
No.
Thank you, committee.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the DNR Reporting and Video Inc. invoice. Invoice number 133851, invoice date February 27, 23, in the amount of $1,771.90.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No.
No.
Thank you, committee. Invoice number 133851 has been approved. Next on the agenda is travel. And this is an opportunity that was sent to me by someone that I've known in the gaming financial world for a while, but there is going to be a conference. Hold on just a second. Let me get the flyer pulled up. And the good thing about this conference is that it is free. There are no fees to register. It's a Oklahoma Tribal Financial Consortium conference. There are several items on the agenda that would easily apply to our situation. Moss Adams, the firm that has taken on our OFPR duties, will be at the conference as well. So I wanted to present that to the committee. I've talked to our budget analyst, Jordan Frazier, and he has indicated that he agrees this would be something that would be helpful to him. And again, the only cost to us would be for hotel rooms and any per diem that may apply. Were you able to look over the flyer? Are there any questions, any discussion?
Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
So besides the budget analyst, would anybody else be attending that you're aware of?
I think because of the fact that it, even though there is a cost for the hotel rooms and perhaps per diem, it's still a very low cost opportunity for us. So I think that we should take that into consideration. I would absolutely be willing to go because, like I said, there are some items on the agenda that I think do apply to us. I don't know if the appropriations chair has had a chance to look at it and has any interest, but I do feel like we should allow Congress members who would like to go to attend.
Okay, so are you asking for a motion to approve? Do we have an amount or just approve the travel?
Looking for an approval for the travel. Basically what it will entail are two hotel days at Indigo Sky Casino per diem, and then I guess mileage.
Do we have any estimated amounts, Chair?
I do not at this time. Well, for some reason, I can't seem to pull that flyer up at the moment. Hold on just a second.
I looked at it, but I can't remember what the dates are.
It's the end of this. Yeah.
That's probably why I discounted it, because it was the week before session. I think anybody that wants to go We're just right at the cusp, aren't we? We're getting to approve it.
Okay, this is the Oklahoma Tribal Finance Consortium. It does start Wednesday, March 22nd. Actually, the classes begin on the 23rd and through the 20th. Well, they have the same date on their flyer as the 23rd. Thursday, 23rd, and Friday, the 23rd, which isn't true. So Thursday, 23rd, and March the 24th.
Yeah, I would love to go, but I'm not going to go because it is right before session. And if budget analyst wants to go, I have no problem with sending him for sure. And anyone else who wants to go, but I just think it's too tight for me.
I agree. It is quite close to session, but it is a couple of days of very good training for a small amount of cost for us. So that is why I wanted to present it to the committee.
Trey, Chair, may I address Trey?
Yes, go ahead. Mr. Gale.
Yes, sorry, I was having trouble unmuting.
That's okay. Thank you. I had a question for you, Mr. Gill. So we're talking about travel. It sounds like for definitely the budget analyst and second speaker at this time. So I don't know, we wouldn't need a motion unless we have a cost estimate. Is that correct?
Well, if it's over 1,000.
Well, if it has to be approved by the committee, so you'll need a motion of some sort either now or before they actually leave for the travel.
So do I need to have some type of cost is my question associated with the request?
It's not required. You could authorize it without knowing the total cost, but we usually do have a cost.
Would the committee consider letting us recess for about 10 minutes and we'll get that together?
Yes, second speaker, I would definitely, I don't mind making a motion, but I'd like to include the cost and then we'll know if other members are interested, then we'll kind of have an estimation.
With that,
okay,
very good. With that objection, we'll take a quick 10-minute recess and take a look at the price of the rooms and bring that information back. Thank you.